Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And the Yirtzeh Hashem will be finishing up Simen Reish Ayin Vav, which has been dealing with the halachos of a flame that has been lit by a non-Jewish person, under what circumstances a Jewish person may benefit from that flame on Shabbos. And we're in the middle of Siv Dalet. We're on the second line of the Daf, and just remind ourselves on the first line, the Mechaber had told us that one is permitted to use a flame that a non-Jewish person had lit if there was already a pre-existing flame. So, for example, the Jewish person had, before Shabbos, had a candle in the room, a light on in the room, and then the non-Jewish person lit an additional light, which does make it easier and better for you to use that room on Shabbos, but you were able to use the room without that candle, the Goy's candle having been lit, because you had a candle there already. So the Mechaber told us yesterday that you're allowed to use that room as long as the first candle, the first flame, is still available. Once that flame goes out, however, then you're no longer allowed to be benefiting from the light that the non-Jewish person had lit in the room. So now we continue on the second line of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph with the Mechaber. V'chein, likewise, im nosan shemen b'ner hadolek, if the non-Jewish person added additional oil into your already burning fire, your flame that has been lit before Shabbos in an heter way, mutul ishtamish, you are allowed to continue, permitted to continue using that flame, ad kidei sheyichla hashemen shahaya bo kivar, until all the shemen that you had put in originally, beheter, is used up. Then you no longer can use the flame. So just for argument's sake, you would put in an ounce of oil in this lamp, and it's burning, and the guy adds another ounce of oil on Shabbos. So you're only allowed to use this lamp, the light from this lamp, until the first ounce of oil is used up. After that, you're no longer allowed to use the flame, benefit from the light. V'achar kach osur. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Daled explains, even though, in this situation, the non-Jewish person, when he added additional oil, was making the flame brighter, likewise, if he did some other takana in this lamp, that it allowed the light to be much brighter. Nevertheless, even though after bivadai isur gomer lechatchilu letzavos leini yehudi lizeh, you certainly would not be allowed to tell the Jew, the non-Jewish person over here, the Jew can't tell the non-Jewish person lechatchilu, please go and do this. Nevertheless, if the non-Jewish person did it on his own, albeit he's doing it for you, afilu hachi mutar lishtamish lower, you can still get benefit from the additional light that the non-Jewish person added, kivan dibalav hachi, because even without his additional light, hayayacho mitachilo kitzas lishtamish lior, the room was able to be used, there was enough light there from the original heter light that you had lit before Shabbos to benefit from the light, so the additional light doesn't make it osur. Dear Shafut number 51 brings down, however, avol nochri shehidlik tanur Avo Yisrael, Bizman She'ein HaKor Gadol, but if the non-Jewish person lit a furnace for a Jewish person at the time when it wasn't yet so cold, or likewise, if he put on the air conditioning when it wasn't yet so hot, so Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down in that situation, She'osu Lehenos Micho Matanur Omokor Han Omikor HaMazgan. You would not be allowed to benefit from the heat of the furnace or from the cool air from the air conditioner. Why is this situation different? He says, even though you could stay in this room without the furnace going on, it's not yet that cold, or without the air conditioning being on, it's not yet that hot. However, he's saying that the non-Jewish person, however, turning on the furnace or turning on the air conditioning is now giving you 100% of the bad benefit. As opposed to in our situation, even without the non-Jewish person adding additional oil, you did have benefit from the light. Therefore, these two cases are different. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah. Umutul limchos be'ena Yehudi shabod lahadlik ner o lahosiv shemen. A person is permitted to go and tell the non-Jewish person, don't add any additional oil to this lamp, don't turn on the additional light. Now, this sounds very obvious, and the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Hey, you might have thought this all kedait dechaminoch lahachmir b'zeh. You might have said that you have to be machmir over here, kedei shelo ledaber b'inyan hadlaka klal. You might have thought you're not allowed to say anything over here in this situation. So he brings down over here, no, the chiddush of the Ramah is that you are allowed to protest. Sivkan lamed vav limchos, you can protest. Or mekevin the michabo, once you've demonstrated that you are over here not interested in him emitting the additional light. And you're showing him that you don't want him to do this by protesting. So then, even if the non-Jewish person did it anyway, in that situation, we view it as if the non-Jewish person totally did it for himself. And in that situation, you definitely can benefit from the light. As we pointed out previously, if the non-Jewish person is doing something totally for himself, so ner liyecho, ner lumeya. And in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and this is true even if it's in the Jewish person's house. It calls that kishalo yarim b'mechol. So, however, he brings that from the Magen Avraham, but it can't be a wink, wink. Oh yeah, please, I don't turn on my light for me. So that would be a charade that you really wanted to turn it on. But if you really protest, say, listen, Chris, please don't turn on that light. I really don't want you to. It's Shabbos. And then if Chris turns it on, you would be allowed to benefit from that light. Again, I must stress, we're talking here about an erlich, honest person who says to Chris, I really do not want you to turn on the light, but it's not a wink-wink situation. The person really wants Chris to turn on the light, and he's saying, oh, don't turn on this light for me. And Chris turns it on. That is obviously usher to do. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Zayin says, Davka Shehaner Shalein Yehudi, that which we allow this to be done by the non-Jewish person is when we're dealing with the non-Jewish person's candle or light. Avoka Shehaner Shal Yisrael, but if it's the Jewish person's light, Tzorech Limchos Bo Kishiro Shirotze Lahadlik Ner, in that situation, you must protest, please don't turn on my light. Please don't add oil, my oil, to my lamp. As we've already explained, the Chanal B'Siv Katan Yud Aleph Ayin Sham, as brought down by the Magen Avraham. Now we go to Sif Hey, the last Sif over here in Reish Ayin Vav. The Mechaber says, "Biarotzos koros, in cold countries, mutul ein Yehudi lasos medura bishul haktanim. One can ask a non-Jewish person to please light a large flame, a large torch, in order to heat up for the young children, bishul haktanim." Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches explains, "V'uadin lahasik tanur beisacharov." The same thing would apply in putting on some sort of an oven or furnace in a winter house. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, "Umutarim hagdolim lischamibo." Once it's lit beheter for the ketanim, a non-Jewish person is lighting it for the young children, for the babies. So then, even the adults in the room, the gedolim, are allowed to benefit from the heat that is generated from this medura. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Lamed Tes, wrote Shlomar, that the Mechaber is telling us over here, "Kivin da ikar nasi b'shul haketanim." Since the essential purpose over here is to do this for the young children, as we've already explained, the Chanal b'Sif Aleph. Therefore, if he's doing it for the non-Jewish person, for example, or he's doing it for a heter person, the babies, so then the Jewish people who are adults can benefit. However, avolim nase bishul shneiem biyachad, but if he's doing it for everybody in the room, for the children and the adults, then we've already pointed out, and it's also found in Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Shin Chafei, Sivav, that that would be forbidden, the asur. Then the Mechaber gives a huge cool over here, and he says, vafidlu bishvil hagdolim, even for adults, a non-Jewish person would be allowed to turn on the heat, mutter im hakor godol, would be allowed to do so if it was significantly cold. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem explains, mutter rotzu lomar afilu lomar beferish b'shabbos lahasik. You can explicitly go tell lichatchila to the non-Jewish person, please turn on my furnace for me, it is freezing cold. And Sif Katan Mem Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, debelav hochi ein derech hagdolim litzdar kol kach. That we're talking here about that it is significantly cold, because otherwise it's normally not the derech, it's 65 degrees, and you like it 68 degrees, that's not enough of a reason to go and ask the non-Jewish person to please turn on the furnace. But if it's 25 degrees and you're freezing cold, so then you would have permission, even lechatchila, to ask a non-Jewish person to turn on the heat for even adults. Now we have the obvious question, as discussed in the Dirshu footnote 52. How significant cold does it have to be considered that this is kor godol? So he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that one cannot really define this in a hard temperature. Kosher lahachriya masai nikra hakor godol umasai lo. It's very difficult to say what temperature is considered significant, what temperature is not considered significant in regards to cold. The efsho ligdor bezeh gedeborer, and he states that it's impossible for a person to specifically state, let's say, 33 degrees Fahrenheit, that is considered cold. 35 degrees Fahrenheit, that's not considered cold. You can't have such things below. And also, not all people are different. You have people in the shul saying, open the window. People in the shul saying, close the window. So people are different in their nature or their sensitivity to cold. That's the opinion of Aruch HaShulchan, which I think is a very logical and practical opinion. However, he does bring down from Shelez Tshuvas Or Letzion, Shehu Kishamayim Shemchutz Kofim. It's the freezing point. If it's 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees centigrade, then in that situation, that's considered significantly cold, that you can ask a non-Jewish person to go and turn on the furnace for you. However, if the temperature is higher than that, it's above freezing, so then you can't. Likewise, if there's any danger, if a person is sick and it's going to be too cold, he's going to get even worse sick or he's debilitated and he can't stand the cold, so then that also would be a heter according to the Or Lutzion. Then he brings down a very interesting additional thought from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. And he says, what about if somebody turned on their air conditioning on Erev Shabbos and then the weather changes and the air conditioning is still going full blast, but now it's very cold. The temperature dropped outside, so you don't need the air conditioning, but your air conditioning is still blasting. So now you're too cold. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal writes, you can go and ask a non-Jewish person to turn off the air conditioner. Why? Because we have an idea that everybody is considered like a cholashem bo sakana in regards to the cold. However, he does point out, this is only in your own private house, when you have no place else to go. But if you're in a shul, for example, where there's plenty of other places to go, so this base medrash is too cold, so go to that base medrash. This main shul building is too cold, so go to the minor shul building. So in this situation, Rav Moshe would say you'd have to move to the other place rather than ask a non-Jewish person to turn off the air conditioner. And he adds, however, im yesh anoshim rabim beveis haknesses, if you're dealing with a large shul, and the cold is going to cause some of the people, even if it's only a minority of them, to leave the shul and not daven with the minyan, so then he says you also would be allowed to ask the non-Jewish person to turn off the air conditioner. Because this is called letzorach mitzvah shel rabim, and therefore hutra amiru lenochri. As we've already pointed out, for mitzvah rabim, certainly it is permissible to ask a non-Jewish person to do something for you. And now we see exactly this idea if we continue in the Mechaber. We've just brought down that you are allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to go and turn on the furnace for even adults if it's very cold, hakor gadol. And the Mechaber continues, he says, the reasoning is, shakol cholim, everybody's considered the cholish embo sakana, eitzel hakor, in regards to the cold. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Membeis, umikol mokol, lahasik achar mincha b'shabbos shehei lematzi shabbos osir. But you're not allowed to ask the non-Jewish person an hour before Shabbos is over, please turn on the furnace. It'll take a half an hour, 45 minutes for it to warm up. By the time it finally warms up, it makes the room into a comfortable temperature, it's already on Shabbos. So you're only going to benefit from this Matzei Shabbos, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Me'achar, dekvar nischamim baboker, because it was nice and warm already in the morning, the afal pi shekvar niskar, but now it's cooled off and you need more heat, eino kar kolkach, it's not so cold, she odem nechshav kichola eitzel kirizeh, the temperature hasn't dropped so much that you're considered a chola shembo sakana. No, it's a little bit cooler than it was this morning, but not cool enough that you have the right to ask a non-Jewish person to turn on the furnace. And therefore, lokein, chayovim limchos leino Yehudi, you must protest the non-Jewish person, shelo lahasik od ad achar seisak kochov. You must go and tell the janitor, stop, I'm protesting, do not turn on the furnace. However, mikol makom, he does say, hakol tolu lefi akor, you have to look at the circumstances. If it's freezing cold, even though Shabbos is going to be over in half an hour, but nobody can stay in that room, it's too cold, or people will get sick, certainly can go ask the non-Jewish person in that situation to turn up the furnace. Or the feed base achar, if you have to look at the circumstances over here, how cold it is, and what is the expectation over here for the temperature in that room. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Gimel, everybody's considered a sick person in regards to cold. The tzorich lohochim ibo jom hapechomim. You have to make sure that the coals are prepared before Shabbos for the non-Jewish person to go and throw them into the fire. Because the Jewish person can't move them on Shabbos and can't prepare them on Shabbos. So they have to all be prepared before Shabbos, and then the non-Jewish person would be permitted under these circumstances where it's permissible to throw them into the oven. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'lo ki osam shenoagim heter. Not like those people that take upon themselves the heter to ask the non-Jewish person to turn on the heat, even though it's not that cold on that day. So this heter that the Mechaber says is only really if there's a significant amount of cold, and you do have some leeway in deciding what is considered significant, but certainly if it's all objectively agreed that it's not significantly cold, it just is a tad cool, so then you shouldn't take advantage of this. However, he does bring down for the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memdalid, Mikol Mokom, and Limchos Bem, but you shouldn't protest if people do ask a non-Jewish person in that setting to go and turn on the heat, the Mut of Shiyushog again, Vayu
Yom Yizidim, because in this situation, they're not going to listen to you. And therefore, it's better that they not do purposefully this Isser of telling the guy, it's better they do it Bishogeg over here, rather than doing it intentionally. As is a general rule, Mutvli Zhu Shogin, Vayu Yizidim, better for a person to do a sin, which he's going to do anyway, without knowing that it's wrong, rather than telling him, and he's going to do it anyway, and then it'll be over it Bemezid. Of course, as we pointed out before, and it's pointed out again over here in Dishu, put the footnote number 54, that's only if you're certain that he's not going to listen to you. If there's a chance that he'll listen to you and won't do it, so then we don't apply this principle, better that he should be shogeg rather than mazid. We say, better that he should not do the sin at all, rather than do it b'shogeg. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Hei, Ya'al Kol Panim, Yizaru Shelo Lomar Lo B'Shabbos L'Hasik Olasos HaMedura. You certainly should not, L'Chachila, go and on Shabbos, go and tell the non-Jewish person over here, when it's not so cold, please go and turn on the furnace. What should you do? You should have an arrangement. If you're going to follow this lenient opinion, you should have at least an arrangement. Ela yiktzivu imo bekablonis. You should hire this person and say, Shiyasik lo koyimos achorev. You are our person who's going to be in charge of our furnace. And whether it's a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Monday, or a Shabbos, you will light the furnace whenever the temperature goes below 70 degrees outside. And therefore, you are going to be responsible. We will pay you be'eis shiyakar, whenever it's cold. And this way, this way, if the non-Jewish person were to light the furnace for you on Shabbos, even when it wouldn't be objectively so cold, Efshar, at least it's possible to have a ki'ilu osamidaito, since he's getting a kablonis arrangement over here, he's being paid a set amount, he's doing it, so to say, more for himself, and therefore the Jewish person would be able to benefit from the heat that the non-Jewish person turned on and wouldn't have to leave his house, as we've already explained, where this was all already discussed. Finally, we'll conclude in the Bir HaGola, he adds at the very end of the Mechaber, if you see on the side, he says that there are additional halachos, tashlum dinim meleches, eno Yehudi, there's more dinim of Amir Liakum, that when a non-Jewish person is doing things for a Jewish person, in Simon Shin Chav Hei, and also the dinim of Amir Liakum can be found in Shin Zayin and Shin Lamed Ches, and as well as the din of Shvisa So Evin in Simon Shin Dalet, or Dalet Shin, because we don't want to say the word shade. With that, we conclude Simon Reish Ayin Vav and today's shir.